So then we go to Pachita number 7, no?
He's going to read the story from the Vinipada.
The whole thing, never mind. Because there are explanations.
Thank you. 对人与过六语说法者，除有智之男人陪习外，波一提。任何者，比丘之意，女人者，人女而非夜叉女，恶鬼畜生女，有智而能知善恶语粗语非粗语者，过五六语者，五六语以上说事者，依据说者，句句波一提，一字说者，字字波一提。 法者，佛所说，声闻所说，天人所说，而具意具法者，除有智之男子外者，有智之男人除外。有智之男人者，得知善语、恶语、粗语、非粗语者，与女人有女人想，而已过五六语说法者。 除有智之男人陪习外者，多一提；与女人有冥想，除有智之男人外，多一提；与女人有非冥想，除有智之男人外，多一提。对夜叉女、恶鬼女或黄门或畜生女有人体者，除有智之男人外。 已过五六语说法者，突击罗，对非女人有女人想者，突击罗，对非女人有非女人想者，不犯。与有智之男人以五六语说法，以五六语以下说法，立而再作说法。 与女人立而再作说法，对其他女人说法又问，一问而说法，为他人说法而女人闻者，不犯也。痴狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。
Okay, now here. Can read your the Ganga Vidarani?
Mm-hmm. 以行为一语，当知如此在一切处计算语的数量。假如说法，假如未说在句法学处所说的特相的法或注释的法，除了有智男子在场外，既没有有识的男子在场。 而取的人类而处在场，即使有亚卡、恶鬼或畜生一起共处在场，也不能为说法。阿基迪亚在第二不定所说的特相的人，在没有有识的男子在场的情况下，在为女人说句等法超过六语者。 在说多法时，以计算句数和计算女人数而结罪，而结心堕落罪数。在沙瓦提乌达伊长老开始，在对女人说法的故事之定，除了有智男子在场外，这是在此学处的随智、共智、无命令的三法心堕落。 在非女人存女人想或疑者，以及对女亚卡女恶鬼潘达嘎人形的雌性畜生说者犯恶作，在以六语或从那六语之内而说者，或。 或者在有所说特像的男子在场而说准，或在自己起来在坐下后而说准，在女人起来在坐下后而说准，或对其他女人而说准，以尊者长度有什么含义？如此问时，即使在说了一切长度者，在为其他人说而女人听闻时，以及疯狂者等无罪。在此学处有这五种构成要素，说所说的特像的法超过六语，所说的特像的女人没有转起威仪，没有男人，没有男净人，非问答等其等，只与句法学处相似，只是在此为从作未作才犯，非有想而脱罪，无心的治罪，语业三心三受。
Okay, now here, we have already finished that rule about how not to teach dhamma to persons in unison, to teach the dhamma in unison to other people. Especially lay people in samaneras. So this is a similar rule, only that the person is a woman, and then it's not in unison, but directly teaching dhamma to her.
前面我们讲的那个巴西亚第四条，就是那个诸俱通顿法界，然后这条界跟那条界肯定是比较相似的，只不过就是这条界的话，他是说法了，不说诸俱通顿法，就说直接跟别人说法，然后这个。那个是就是那个巴西天第四条那个对象呢，是那个未受拒绝者，这个地方对象是什么？
So now the whole story shows that actually who was the Udayi? He was teaching the Dhamma to this woman by going and telling her very close by, slyly, so other people can't hear, listen it. So, and this is how this woman had been offended. How he can teach the Dhamma like that? They should teach the Dhamma openly, not just going silently and so forth in privacy. So the other people will hear, listen. That's called. This is how the story started. But then it went to the other side also. That the Buddha completely prohibited. I call to teach Dhamma to the woman.
他说这个从立教里面讲这个故事来看，他说这个第二届之间因缘是那个乌大伊僧侣，然后他跟女人想法的时候，他跟女人靠得非常近，啊靠得很近，然后这样他说话的时候，就是说他跟女人说话的时候，三人听不到，然后遭到许多人的激情，然后说这个说法这件事情光明正大，说为什么要偷偷摸摸秘密的。秘密的时候，而这件事传到佛陀这件事情上，佛陀一开始完全禁止，就是说比丘可以这么说。
So then, okay, now regarding the Dhamma, is the same definition as teaching some person in unison the Dhamma.
然后这个巴西第七条这个地方说的这个法呢，和那巴西第四条说的那个法是一样的，就是对法的定义是一样的。
So it should be Dhamma which has been spoken by the Buddha, disciples, and so forth.
所以说这个地方法呢，它也就是包括那个佛说、声闻说、现人说、天人说等等。
So the limit what the Buddha put there, it is at the maximum of 6 to 5 sentences, vacha. It should be translated as sentences, no?
他说这个地方的那个五六语，那么就是佛陀给是那个，就是说那个佛陀给那个比丘的女人说法这个数量那个制定一个界限，就是说不能超过五至六句话。
Now the definition of vācha or the sentences is. Now, for example, if one teaches the lay woman by line by line, so that means he has to teach only 6 lines at the maximum. He can't exceed that. If he teaches by syllables, so therefore he has not to exceed more than 6 syllables.
Syllables?
Syllable is...
Yes, but how is that possible? Because sometimes even one Pali word can be around 6 syllables.
Huh?
How is that possible? Because even one Pali word can be more than 6 syllables.
One Pali word can more?
Can be 5 or 6 syllables. Because very long Pali word, Paticca Samuppada is 6 syllables.
Okay, that is good enough.
Okay.
One wants to, for example, to teach how to how to pronounce, for example. Pa, you tell pa, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And ti, and cha,
okay.
And sa, mu, pa, da. So like that.
Okay.
Teaches syllable by syllable.
Okay.
So then...
他说这个地方说那个五六音，他如果说那个零，他说按按行来说的话，他那个按行来说，然后他就是这样，那这样的话，他那个超过六行，那就是那个翻译成巴利斯坦语。他如果是按音节来教的话，比方说他像张老师举个例子，比方说这几教你一个巴利斯坦语怎么念，然后这个巴利斯坦很长，可能有6个音节以上，或者比6个音节还要多的，那他可能一个音节一个音节一个音节教，比方说这样，第一个音节啪，然后第二个音节踢，第三个音节。 然后这样的话就不是，他如果教超过六个音节的话，这也算超过六个。
And another thing I can see now, syllables doesn't mean the word should be a compound word. If you tell Namo Tassa Bhagavato, there are maybe 3 words, but you teach Na, Mo, Ta, Sa, Bha, Ga, Va. You can call it syllable by syllable. You don't need to have a compound word. One word only, even 3-4 words, which can include 6 syllables, good enough.
他说这个，他说人家教发音这种情况，就是他不是按这个词算的，而是按这个音节算的。比方说那个张老师，你教教人上那个礼佛，那么达斯巴嘎瓦多，这个地方只有3个词，但是音节已经设定了超过6个。如果你是按一个一个小音节，那么达斯这样这样教，如果把这个3个词教完，就已经犯了一个问题。
So then. Okay, now we the rule tells, except if there is a person, a layman there, a male person, who can understand the meaning of what that monk tells, then the monk can teach hours and hours without any problem.
然后这个不犯的情况，就是说，比方说有一个男子在场，然后这个男子能够理解你说的你说的什么话，然后这个男子在这种情况下，就是说这个比丘对你的说法说没有任何限制。And
this person should be vinyapurusa, should not be foolish, stupid. That's called should be diligent to understand what the monk tells, and what is the meaning of what the monk tells.
然后那个人说这，但是这个男子必须是有识的，他不能是那种愚痴的。然后他必须他知道你说的是什么意思，他知道你说的这话是到底什么意思。So
therefore, now that intelligent person, male person, acts as a witness that the monk does not tell something evil to the woman just to attract her. That's called to make to get a good friendship with her,
something like that.
Okay, but there are exceptions also. Now, if the woman uh, ask a question, for example. So then, and there is no other intelligent person around. And the monk replies to that question. So there is no offense.
他说他还有种不犯的情况，就比方说这个女人找你问问题，然后他找你问问题的时候呢，他那个心思他你和这个女人之间呢是什么面没有相遇，有事但是在场，然后但是你只是回答他这个问题，这样的话你会多少多少句是没有限制的，就是多回答多少句都不犯。Or
if the monk asks questions, do you know the meaning of Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa? He asked a question. So then, again, there is no offense. Even if he exceeds more than six words or six sentences.
或者说是那个比丘去找女人问，就是那个你问一个问题，然后你这个问题如果你只是找那个女人问问题啊，你这个问题程度也是没有限制的，也是没有人很限制的。比方说你问，比方说一句话，这句话是什么意思？嗯。
So then, there are other exceptions also. Now you can, I don't need to repeat because he has already read this, no? I was telling only what are the most unusual, unusual questions, unusual exceptions.
然后那个其他三那五九情况是那个刚刚为现在已经给大家念了，然后张老就不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就是不给大家重复，然后那个张老就
Okay, there are the. Let me see. Okay, if you have any other question, you can ask.
如果你们有什么相关问题的话，可以问。
那个我有两个问题，一个是就是那个是昨天讲课的那个问题，就是那个不能与女人同宿的那个题。我那个生病住院，那个医院里也有其他的女病人，这个算不算啊？就在住院的医院下，晚上我不可能趴着睡，因为插着管子或者包口之类的。
So he has two questions. The first question is about his question is that so for example if he is sick and was hospitalized. So he has to stay in the hospital for the night, overnight. But in the same hospital, there are also women staying there also. So in that case, is it allowable for him to stay in the hospital? This is the question.
Yes, that is a problem with hospitals. So there is no exception. It does not say that if a bhikkhu is sick, one is exempted from this offense. What's called? It does not say in the anapati section, in the no offense section, sick monks are not excluded.
他说在那个这些无罪部分，并没有说是医院除外，或者是那个病理除外那样的话，所以说这不是例外。
不是例外，
对。
那我记得那个上马大长老就是临去世之前。几个星期，他还住过那个 ICU 呢。
ICU
啊。
So he's telling that whenever Arya Dhamma before he passed away, he lived in this called ICU for several weeks. That's what he said.
他住多久我不知道，但是他去世之前不久住在 ICU， 因为那个有那个中国居士去 ICU 去顶礼他，而不是去礼敬他。
He said he knew this because some Chinese doctors went to the hospital. Was called no, the ICU ward to pay respect to Venerable Arya Dhamma. So because of this, he knew that.
So, yes, now you see, this is the thing. I don't know whether they make special arrangements for him. Maybe it was a separate roof, I don't know, but that doesn't look like that. That doesn't look like that, because it was a separate roof.
He said that he didn't know, but he didn't know,
那我就想问一下，就是 比如说像那个缅甸啊，它有那个专门的那个僧前医院。嗯。但是像中国是没有这种医院的。我们中国假设说我要在中国要做手术的话，那我这一身管子，我趴着是不太现实，或者坐起来也不太现实。就是这种情况下，我应该怎么办？
So he's asking that so in some Buddhist countries like Burma, so they have separate hospital for monks. But in other countries like China, you don't have any separate hospital for monks. So in that case, if you have to go through a video, it's called a complicated operation. Then so during that, you're full of tubes on your body. Tubes and also injection bottles, like that. So in that case, it is not possible for you to sleep in a sitting posture, or on a sleep on a pillow on a desk like that. It's not practical. So he's asking that on that situation, what should he do to stay out?
Offense is offense. Mm-hmm. Offense is offense. Mm-hmm. He is going to fall into offense. Mm-hmm. So there is no exception. But I know a story. Mm-hmm. You can tell. But I will tell you another story. So there was a monk who has been hospitalized. He was unconscious, and when he became conscious, he found himself in the hospital. So, and he inquired other women here and so forth, and so yes, after sunset, woman sleeping and so forth, he was in the hospital. So, yeah. So then, and, because there was no escape for him, he declared to the doctor that, I give up my monkhood, I give my upasamadha. So, and then he disrobed. Not to fall in offense. After he got healed, he again got his upasamadha. So they go now, but some monks they try to find loopholes or loopholes. So then I don't know how they interpret it. Before they become sick, they will tell monks should not do like that. He advised the students. But if they themselves become sick, so they try to find loopholes how to find excuses that it is not an offense if you do like that, if you do like that, and so what if you are sick, and so what, they try to find some excuses.
做出更宽松的诠释，然后他说自己得病以前，然后说这个不是自己得病以前说这样做其实是无罪的，然后自己得了病以后呢，然后他说这样做其实是无罪的。So
they might tell, oh, if the doctor prescribes it, is no offense. Like this, some medicines, which are satahakalika medicines, if the doctor prepares it, then it's yavajivika.
是气日药，但是如果是医生把它看成病，如果这个气日药是医生给你开的药方的话，那你就可以把它当终身药。
So there is one medicine school. I remember it's called Prana Jiva.
Medicine.
So this is made of herbs, but they put a lot of oil. Actually, it's oil. So they boil it, they do it like that, and doctors make it, monks also can make it. But if doctors make it, it is oil. Because doctors make it, they will tell it is lifelong because doctors make it. If monks make it, that means it's not lifelong, it is only 7 days. Now these interpretations are nowhere in the Pali texts. So, and the doctors are not supposed to change the Vinaya rules. In the same way with the Sahasaya rule, doctors are not supposed to change anything. There is no such support that if you get a prescription from the doctor to stay in the hospital, that your rule is abolished. It means it is suspended. This is special permission from the doctor.
他说有这种 CNR 草药叫 Pranajiva， 然后这种药实际上是就是那个用草药混入大量的油，然后熬制出来。说这种油你想熬的话，其实医生可以熬，然后比库也可以熬。但是现在因为有一种说法，就是说那个如果是气药，如果是比医生给你开出来的，那就是终身药。所以说现在情况就是，如果因为这个药这个油是医生熬出来的，所以就变成终身药。但是如果同样的东西，如果是比库熬的话，就是气药。他说这种想法，其实在巴黎三藏里面没有任何依据。然后他说那个医生是那个就是没有资格去改变那个戒律，就是医生是不能就是那个给你就是他没有资格给你提供戒律上的那个例外情况。然后他说这个同素这条戒也是一样，就是医生不能给你提供戒律上的那个例外。
For doctors have no authority to change the Vinaya rules, and there is no any reference in the Pali texts anywhere that the doctors have such authority.
然后他说那个医生是没有资格改动戒律的。然后在巴黎三藏里面也没有任何依据说那个医生是可以有这种资格。
So in that case, now if one has to be operated or something like that, something very serious case for operation, so it's better to seek a place where there is some suitable hospital to get operation.
所以说，就是如果自己有重大疾病需要做手术的话，最好是找那种合适的医院，自己做手术。
Like for bhikkhus or like that, because here Colombo also there is a hospital for bhikkhus.
就是找那种最好是找那种专门能给就是给志愿者准备那种医院。那在科伦坡也有专门的比库医院。
然后我想问的那个第二个问题是那个，这个法，就是不管那个同句诵法还是就是这个对女人说法这个法，这个法。是指就是用比库用巴利语讲出来的，就是算这里面的法，还是说比如说这个经文翻译成英语，就是说我完全用英语讲，是不是我用英语讲的，但是内容还是这个经文，这个是不是也适用于这条戒？
So he's asking about the definition of Dhamma here. So he's asking that here is the word Dhamma only means to only means party word, only means party speech, or even if the bhikkhu translated the party speech into other languages and explain it, it is also considered the Dhamma or not.
So according to the commentary, it is only Pali. Because we have it's only Pali. You mean in Pada Sudama? Then the commentary explained that is yeah. Anupada Buddha Basito. what has been laid down in Tripitaka.
Mm-hmm.
Tripitaka part.
Mm. Tripitaka, but he's asking about the language. It must be Pali.
Yeah, this is what I'm telling you. What is the Tripitaka Pali? Pali means it. Dhamma Bhasa, Dhamma Bhasa, Pali means it. Buddha Bhasa, it is Sakala, Vinaya Pitaka, Vidha Pitaka, Dhamma Bhasa, Charya Pitaka, Udana Bhutu, oh, this is it.
Dhamma upasanghito, no?
Dhamma upasanghito. Atakata nisito means Atakata means all the Atakata in the commentaries.
Okay, I have to check just a moment.
Buddha Basitu, Savaka Basu, Isi Basu, Devata Basitu, Atupasan, you Dhamma Basam.
Okay. So these two are optional. I mean, it can be either Atupasanghito, or it has to be both. Atupasanghito and
Can be separately. Whatever. Now, you see, Buddha Bhasito is what the Buddha has already spoken.
Yes.
It's in the original language.
Yes.
Savaka Bhasito is the same. What we have now, you see, it says here also.
Okay.
Let me see.
Okay, I understand. So
Sakalan. See what has been sankiti no?
Mm-hmm.
Tisu sankitiyo arulha dhamma meva. All this called in the three sankitis no?
Oh,
all okay. The first sankiti, second sankiti, all three sankitis,
uh-huh.
Whatever dhamma has been laid down, what we have actually from the original text, not what come from translations.
But the Kampa Vaikarni tells that there are some exceptions. So for example, the Milinda Padha something?
Yes, Milinda Padha, but it says, Milinda Padha, what is, sometimes Milinda, Nagasena,
mm-hmm.
He quotes some quotations now from the suttas. That is all Buddha Bhasito. If he explains that, is offense. But others, interpretations, other interpretations are not included. Here it's called here.
Mentaka
milinha pana terase sakapati pane anapati. Sakapati pane means whatever he understood by himself is anapati, is no offense. Yandranyo sanya pana arsabutan. Whatever he tells in order to explain something to the king from whatever he brings from the suttas to explain something to the king, it is anapati. It's called Mentaka Terase Sakapati Bani. Terase means Naga Terase Sakapati Bani Anapati. It's no offense. Sakapati Bani. Whatever it took you to him, his own explanations. It's not offense. But whatever Ranyo Sanya Panitan Aharitva. Aharitva means from the Tripitaka. He brings something from Tripitaka in order to explain to the king. So that is Apati.
他是这样，但是他说你可能是这个关于这个地方，应该还是指那个巴利语，就是说他一定要有巴利语才算。他是这样，你看那个律藏里边那个住处交通法界那边那个法那个定义，他说那个法定义，他是这样说的是佛所说、声闻所说、现任所说、天人所说，而居义句法者，对吧？居义句法者，然后他说那个普段言里边，他对那个居义的解释是。 来自住处里边的那个巴黎住处里边的发，然后那个记法者的定义是那个，就是巴黎三藏本文里边发，就是那个普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普的普 当然，然后，但是这，如果只看三藏，只看那个律藏里边，他只是说了那个三藏和诸书。然后在《依惑度脱》里边，他又说了那个什么教解王等等。然后教解王就是那个弥勒王问经。然后他说这个弥勒王问经在普通言里边解释，像弥勒王问经这样的书呢，他就说，他自己解释的话，就是说那个龙君比丘，他自己解释的话，那个如果你讲的是那个话，那是不犯的。但是如果那个龙君比库他是从那个三藏或者诸书里边引的话，然后你再把它引过来，实际上你还是从那个三藏诸书里边引的。如果你讲那个话，就犯了。然后这个话实际上还是巴利语，就是说你是直接从三藏或者诸书里边引的巴利语，
那个啊，我讲巴利语原文的算，翻译的不算。
对，对。So he's asking that， 但是你自己解释的不算，就是你下面三藏自己解释，那是不算。
但是
我翻译了。So he's asking。So for example, if he translate this part into Chinese, for example, in other or any other language, or the attack that he translates into other language, is it considered also for Pali or not?
Pali?
Yes.
Translation?
Yes, translation.
Translation, I don't include it. It does not say anything about translations. I've heard also, there was one, let me see, I think the Sarada Dipani. Dika, it says that if you tell in any other language, no offense. Sarada Dipani Dika, sub-commented, Sarada Dipani.
他说：“根据那个究竟一灯复述的话，他说你除了用那个除了用巴利语说之外，其他任何语言都是无罪的。”
说 ，Now there are some people argue because they in the as called all the texts show that it should be Pali, okay, but some people argue that is I don't know how I can explain it because it is.Complicated. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
对，但是他给你介绍就是有个这方面的一些争议，他如果能找到那个文章，给你介绍一下。
我刚才张老师那个句意就是那个指的是入句法，就指的那个巴利原文是吧？
对，但是上面写他那个普通言上面就是都是用一句话定义的，对。So he's asking that whether the book Sarada Dipa Tika is a sub-commentary of Samantabhadra Tika or not.
It is a Vinaya commentary of Samantabhadra Tika. So now, there is a reference, in the Chulavaka Pali, okay? When the Buddha tells there is a story I don't know how to explain because it's I don't know it's, I do not bring my
pen.
Did you bring yours?
Oh yes.
Not pen, the marker, pen, this is pen drive,
yes,
it's not a pen. Single is they tell you, pen,
yeah.
The shortcut.
This, the same as before I tell Kapya money, you don't understand.
Huh?
This is the same as before I tell you something called Kapya money, you don't understand.
This kind of shortcuts I'm having is difficult.
So now, there was a time, according to Chula Vagabali, when monks from different families, so forth, from different parts of India, okay, they came to get ordained. And there are two Brahmins, they went to the Buddha and told Bande, these monks, they come from different families. That means they are not Brahmins, okay? And from low caste families, from upper caste families, from other parts of India, they have different dialects, different dialects. Okay? So, and they spoil the Buddha Vachana with its language, the Buddha's language, the Buddha's way of talking. Okay, they spoil it. So then, and then suggested to the Buddha, may we put the whole Buddha Vachana, the whole Buddha's words, or the whole Buddha's teaching into Chandasu. Chandasu means, according to the Vedic tradition, there is a kind of sloka. Sloka is called slokas, like stanzas, according to the Vedic tradition.
So that is stanzas only, okay.
Like a stanza.
Stanza.
Okay.
So, okay, you tell this. He said, he said, 小品里边有故事，他说这是在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在佛陀在 议，他说这样的话就是希望我希望我们能够就是把佛陀的所有的这些教导的都那个转成那种哑语，就是我全部用寄送的那种来表达。
So then, and the Buddha prohibited it. So to put into Chandasu, okay? So, and then he told that the monks, I allow you to learn the Buddha, the Buddha's, the Buddha Vachana in its own Niruti, in its own language.
他说，然后佛陀那个拒绝这个停，然后禁止，就是他们把这个佛陀那个所有的这种觉得，教会就转成哑语，然后佛陀说，然后住比库，我允许你们以自己的语言学习佛语。
Now, here, where Buddha Vachana, okay, this is singular. I put singular. S. Okay? Singular. And then te means they.
They.
It's called plural. It is plural. Okay?
Their own.
They means all other monks who come from different parts of India. Okay?
Yes.
It is plural. Okay? Yeah, Sakaya and Rutia.
Their own language.
It is.
Their own dialect. Isn't it?
It is. Sakaya and Rutia is singular.
Yes.
Okay?
Instrumental, no?
Singular.
Instrumental.
Instrumental, no? Whatever is, but it's singular.
Okay.
Okay, it refers, like you see. And then Dusendi, it is again plural.
Plural.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I put it like that, plural. Okay? Now we have two plural,
te and Dusendi.
Te and Dusendi. Okay? We have two singulars. Okay? So, and that means the Buddha Vachana, if you put singular, with its own, Niruti language. That means, with its own Niruti, its language. So here is where some scholars, they misinterpreted this. Okay, instead of telling with its own the Buddha Vachana with its own language, it is translated with the own language, put in plural.
With their own language.
With their own language.
Uh-huh.
That is where actually I call the that mistranslation is there.
Okay.
Okay. So one mistranslation is there.
Okay.
That makes a big difference.
Okay.
Okay. I explain why.
Okay.
You can get plural, singular, singular, plural. Okay.
Also, this is the utterance of the Brahmin.
No. This is about this is the utterance of the Brahmin. Okay.
通过自己的语言，通过自己的语言，然后这个地方是单数，因为如果是他们自己的语言的话，他这个地方这两个词应该用的复数，但是这两个词用的是单数，明白我的意思？
So now, if actually Sakaya Niruti now refers to the Buddha Vachana according to this grammatical formulation, okay? Sakaya Niruti refers to the Buddha Vachana. It does not refer to them.
Okay.
If it refers to them, then I will tell how the whole sentence will be called recomposed.
然后他说那个，这个地方，我刚才跟大家说，就是他说现在有一些学者就把它翻译，把这个是用他们用自己的语言，污染佛语。然后这种翻译是个错误的翻译，而这种如果认为这种翻译的话，就是这个意义上会出现很大的差别。而这个地方呢，就是他这个地方说自己的语言应该指佛语自己的语言，因为这两个数是一致的。 然后那个张老师在后面会大家讲，如果说你想表达一个意思，就是说，他们用他们自己的语言污染佛语的话，你会你把这个语言怎么说，他后面会给你讲。啊，这问题，这是这么讲，这这这。
This is not, this is plural.
Okay.
If it is, this has to be referred to them, it has to come to plural, okay? They, okay, with their own, okay? This is how it goes. Own language, okay? With their own language, and then singular, they spoil the Buddha Vachana, okay? They spoil the Buddha Vachana. If it is, it has to be done in the plural. But it is not in the plural, it is in the singular.
如果你先想到用把理说这句话，就是说他们用自己的语言污染佛语，还有这句话应该这样说：他们用他们自己的语言污染佛语，还有这句话应该这样说。他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他也是他
this also gets mistranslated. They mistranslate this also. When the Buddha tells, I am a monk, to learn the Buddha Vachana, who says it's only routine, as good to learn, paripurna, they translate it with your own. Not the Buddha Vachana with its own, with your own. With your own language.
Okay.
If you are from South India, you learn it according to the South Indian.
Uh-huh.
If you are in the North Indian, according to North Indian.
Uh-huh.
If you are from China, learn it from China.
Uh-huh.
If you are in America, learn it from like America.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, they translate this with your own.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Uh-huh. With your plural,
uh-huh.
own,
uh-huh.
own language.
Uh-huh.
You learn the Buddha Vachana
uh-huh.
with your own language.
Uh-huh.
They translate that. They put this into plural.
Ah, okay.他说，如果翻译错的话，那么后面的佛说那句话就是主笔库，我允许你们用自己语言学习佛语。那这句话紧接着是一样，然后那个英知，然后那个主笔库，然后学习佛语，学习佛语是被翻译成不是用自己语言。 英学习佛语，然后这样，这样的话，他这个地方，他用的那个自己语言，他用的也是单数形式，而不是复数形式。所以说，你不能把它翻译成注笔库，我允许你们用你们自己的语言学习佛语，而是说应该用佛语自己的语言学习佛语。
But what the Buddha meant, it is Buddha Vachana singular. This is so singular. That means this refers to the Buddha Vachana. It does not refer to the other peoples who come from different parts of the world. Okay. Therefore, if you translate it, it should be the Buddha insisted to learn the Buddha Vachana with its own unity, with its own language.
That means Pali.
Pali.
Okay.
Okay, the way that's called, and commented this, the Magadha. The Magadha
language. 然后那个，所以说他这个地方，因为他这个有自己语言，说是单数，应该说是佛语自己的语言，那也就是说实际上你应该用那个巴利语，就是那个西佛语，应该用巴利语。然后，在注疏里边对这个地方的这个自己的语言，他说是玛嘎塔语，那实际上也就是巴利语。So
for now, because of this mistranslation, so there are some scholars, they are going, oh, you can learn the Buddha Vachana in any language, translations, no problem, and so what. You don't need to learn Pali.
Mm.
Forget about Pali, and so what. Okay?
Mm.
This is what they tell.
Mm.
So there is no support from the Pali text. Another disadvantage is that, okay, I will tell what the disadvantage by doing that. Yes.
他说，所以说，因为有些学者，因为对这句话翻译有问题，然后他们把这句话翻译成就是那个注疏注疏注笔库，然后由允许你们用你们自己语言，学习佛语，然后所以说有些学者说，那根据这句话，那我们可以不用学习巴利语，直接用自己的语言学习佛语就可以了。而这种说法实际上在巴利现在是没有依据的。然后这样做还有缺陷，然后它会越来越。Now
examples. We have a Dhammapada called translations here.
Mm-hmm.
Dhammapada translations. Now, if you take 10 Dhammapada books,
mm-hmm.
which are translated for different authors,
oh.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give me that.
You can see that each author, he would recite the same stanza in different way, in different style. They will give different meaning. So these are translations. How you can get the sense what the real Buddha meant, I call by telling the stanza, because you have ten different translations in front of you. What is the meaning of that? How you can find the meaning without going to the original, to see particular original? So therefore, a good student, if he wants to really know what the Buddha has taught, he has to go to the original text and check from there. Not just reading translations, from jumping from translation to translation, just to try to get the meaning.
他说那个他说就举个例子，然后他说现在那个法界经，然后在图在图在图书馆里面可以找到好多段音译本，然后别人比方说你取十个音译本的话，然后你会发现他们各个翻译可能就是对同一个疾病各个人翻译都不一样，然后他们用不同的风格不同的方式，然后翻出去可能也不同不同意，所以说如果说你自己不能自己不知道巴利语的话，可能很多事儿你就不知道他那个那些要原本什么意思，所以说一个好的学生他应该就是那个。
So then, when the PTA Society started translating the books from Pali into English, so then they used Christian language, you know, to translate some terms. Okay, that's why in these earlier translations, you can have so many Christian concepts. Okay, so you can wondering what is Christian. Christian book or is a Buddhist book? So therefore, how you can rely on these translations? Later, of course, revise again and again. It's called even nowadays in Bhikkhu Bodhi, he published Majjhima Nikaya, but how many times he revised it because he found mistakes in translations? So therefore, now how you can rely on translation?
他说，比方说，在这几个例子，比方说早期那个巴利根本会的那个。
二十九世纪末期本，那个巴利根本翻成英文的时候，因为他们那个时候就他们那个时候翻译用了很多那个基督教里边的术语，啊，基督教里边的概念。然后所以说你后来看他们那个翻译的话，你看那个书，你就怀疑这到底是一个基督教的书还是一个佛教的书？然后你然后然后然后你说这这事怎么能够一块翻译？然后后来当然他们就对这个比较早期一本，他们做了很多的修订，包括现在不比库做这个英译本，人都不知道是做多少修订。So
then now serious student. Of the scholar, he has to learn actually the original text in order to overcome any doubts. So try to learn the scholar, Pali language, so one can have a better control over the meaning of the word. Okay, one can refer to the word scholar mainly. If you know, for example, scholar Pali words, it can facilitate you to get a better grasp of the meaning. Of a sentence, what the Buddha mean by that. Because the same word, you can get one word, you can find every translated different ways. So from every author, many authors translate their own way, then you're wondering, what is the meaning of this word? You never found, sometimes some word first time you encounter them, you don't know the meaning of it.
所以说那个，所以说一个严肃学生最好应该学习巴利语言文。他说是，但是这样的话就他就是能够保证你最大限的解释自己的疑惑。那这样的话就是如果你真正的把意思什么意思的话，你这会控制一下，就是说这个词义的范围，然后有助于更加准确把握这个词义。 因为有很多事你发现同一个巴利词，然后不同的那个不同翻译者，可能会有不同翻译，然后这时候会给你带来很多困惑，如果你不知道翻译的话。
So therefore now here also, if you really the Buddha means that every monk should learn, as called the Buddha Vachana according to their own niruti, their own language, it should be also like Sakyehi niruti, okay? Sakyehi niruti, it should be plural. It could not be similar. Therefore, now this kind of thing, as called, it is where many scholars mistranslated, and now
some monks they are, well, you don't know Nepali at all, don't learn Pali, you have to learn your own language. The Buddha allows to learn your own language, you don't need to learn Pali. And they're starting just dismissing the idea even to learn Pali.
所以说这句话我的意思是想的一点，就是如果你想表述佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，就是如果你想说佛的理的话，也是一样，
就主张那个傅鼎英他们自己的语言学习就可以了。
Okay, now the same way, now we hear this rule. The commentaries and so forth tell that this should be the Pali, Pali Dhamma, Dhamma in Pali. What is the Dhamma in Pali? So then that is where the offense takes place. If one teaches in any other language, there is no offense.
所以说这个地方注释也是强调，就是他这个地方法必须是巴利语的法。如果说你是用那个其他任何语言教学，那是无罪。
然后那个，我对那个长老刚才解释那个应该学习巴利语那个，我听明白了，我也没有意见。我唯一困惑的是刚才长老讲的这个文法的问题。文法的问题呢？你看，就是第一句啊。第一句那个。Sakaya Nilodhya Sakaya Nilodhya 也就是说按长老刚才解释这个词是实际上他是想表达的意思是并不是很多种语言而是一个语言
对
就是巴利语就是马哈迪语
对
那第一句从第一句话来讲从逻辑如果这样讲的话从逻辑上来讲是很难理解的因为那第一句话呢，换句话说，就是说，用马嘎迪语，这单独就是很多笔库，很多笔库，很多笔库，用他们是北印度的、中印度的、南印度的，很多笔库用一种用一种巴利语，实际上是用马嘎迪语来污染风雨。
对，
我觉得这个从逻辑上来讲是很难理解的，就是说你用同一个东西来污染。你用一个东西来污染一个东西，
对，所以说他们要替换这一个东西，他们要把这个，因为他们认为佛语还是俗语，就是要把佛语替换成哑语，不是吗？
哦，这个意思哦，就是说那些人用这个俗语来污染了佛语，
对，
我们不能用让俗语来污染佛语，我们得换成哑语，
对，
哦，是这个意思，
对。
哦，想问一下，
你还没说完，你接着说。
我说完了。我原来理解错了，我以为是语言的不同的语言的种类来污染佛语。实际上，他们的那两个比库的意思是说，不是种类的问题，是那个语言本身的那个是俗语，所以因为俗语然后把佛语污染掉了。
对对对。
哦，对。
长音诵法是另一个那个节，我想问一下长音这个怎么样？
你跟你讲过长音诵法那个节是吗？
讲过吗？
讲没讲长音诵法那条线？
我没讲。
这是那个It is not allowable for bhikkhus to intentionally while chanting the Dhamma verses prolong the syllables like that. It is not allowable, right?
Well, in Padasu.
Yes.
Padasu.
Not Padasu. Not the Padima Guru. He's telling that so very nervous. Somebody will chanting doing chanting. They may intentionally prolong the syllables.
Chandasu.
Not Chandasu. So they just prolong the syllables. So for example, if it's shorter, if it's short.
Right. Means to make long sounds.
Yes.
Yes, that is actually now the Buddha Vachana again. The Buddha Vachana.
Mm.
For example, you have O is long. But if you make Mano like that, that is not allowed. You have to, if it is a short vowel, you have to pronounce it short. If it is long, you have to pronounce it as long.
Oh.
That is a different rule.
Oh.
But means Pali words. If it is a different language, it doesn't mind. Oh. It doesn't matter.
Oh. So he's asking that whether there is some kind of standard to judge how much is too long, how much is too short, like that.
Yes, we have standards. You know, they call matta. Matta.
Uh-huh.
Or in Sanskrit, called matra.
Oh.
Matra.
Oh.
Now, short vowels are one matra. Long vowels have two matras. Okay? Two matras. Means it's a measurement. Measurement of sound. Matra means a measurement of sound. Therefore now, for short, it is like a blink of an eye.
Blink of an eye. Okay.
If it is long, two blinks of the eye.
Okay.
That's called
Okay.
It means we play. They're like slapping the finger all together.
Okay.
So therefore now, in Pali you have only two matras.
Uh-huh.
Two matras. But in Sanskrit you have three.
Oh, yes.
So in Burmese also, they adopt the Sanskrit method.
Uh-huh.
They pronounce as, the O is called very long.
Okay.
Now for example, if they give in the Patimokkha, they will tell Shunatume Bande Sangho.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sangho.
Okay. Okay.
So then that is wrong because there is no such thing in Pali texts.
Okay.
This is later developments in Burma.
Okay.
Later developments. This is more than three matras. More than three. They made four, five matras.
他说这个意思是什么意思，然后这条线的意思是讲那个念诵巴利语的时候，就是说长元音长音，短元音长音，短元音长音，不能不能不能，短元音念长音不能，我长音是长元音念的，但是这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个 音，它就是一个音场，一个音场的意思就是说，是一眨眼的时间，或者说一弹指的时间，一眨眼或者一弹指的时间，比如说啊，那就一个弹指的时间，长元音啊，那就是两个弹指的时间。然后他说在巴利语里边最长也就两个音场，但在梵语里边最长可以有三个音场。然后在缅甸传统里边，因为他们也说梵语念，然后他们念诵时候，他们有时候也会使用三音场。比方说念那个诵巴迪摩卡的时候，是那准备班的三个，然后他可能说那个欧拉的很长，本来那个欧只有两个音场，然后可能拉到三个音场、四个音场，甚至更多。而这种算法非常错误。
你还有问题？
然后如果再加上那个调，就音律的话。会有格式，
比如说，
monotonic melody.Which, for example, you have keep one melody, a tone. It continuously is over. You don't change the tone. So then, that is allowed. But you don't change the long vowel to make it long. So.
他说这个来回反复变换的那种音律，那种单独音律反复重复这样音律是可以。然后你在使用这种音律过程中，也不能把那个长音变长。
For example, monotonic it is. If you chant the Karaniya Metta Sutra, you can tell Karaniya Metta Kusalena Yantan Sandan Padan Abhisameche. You turn this is monotonic melody. Okay.You turn the Karaniya Metta Kusalena Yantan Sandan Padan Abhisameche. Okay. This is just.Plain, no melody. You say Karaniya Matokusalena Yanta Santa Padana Misa. Plain. But you can tell melody.
Karani Yamato Kusale Na Yantan Sandan Badan Abisame Che Sampu. You can tell, okay?
Yeah,
this is monotonic,
it's monotonic
melody. But polytonic means Karani Yamato Kusale Na Yantan Sandan Badan Abisame Che. That is polytonic, okay? You change the tone. Then it becomes like a song. That is not right. So in the same way now, vowels you don't need, that's monotonic melody. You don't make the vowels long also. For example, Kareni Yamato Kusalena, you can't No, you don't make long. Okay, that is not also not long. That is not allowed. Look at that.
那是唱音来拉长的话，你看他刚刚举那几个例子，好像那这样这样也翻过去。再讲一个，也是关于念诵，就是我看到有些我们现在讲那个对于那个经文有诵法，对于那个计数的话，计数的诵法这样的那个就在哪里可以找得到？就是它出处。
So he said that he has some information about the so he got some information that there are different chanting methods for verses and proses. For verses and proses, the chanting method is different. So do you know where is the source of this kind of a rule?
There's no source. It is on the likes and dislikes of monks. Now in Sri Lanka there is no standard. There is no any authority in Sri Lanka to judge how the monk should recite. But in Thailand, as far as I know, there is a standard how all monks should chant. They put the rule there. So in Sri Lanka there is no rule. Every monk can choose his own way how to chant. Even during chanting, the same monk might chant his melody.
他说这个东西完全取决于，就是他并不是一条戒律，他是取决于这个是比胡自己习惯，他是在斯里兰卡并没有统一的，所以在斯里兰卡并没有统一的。但是就像所谓的泰国也并没有老一辈儿的，他们是有标准的，说像你说那样，那个计数该怎么念，然后你这唱该怎么念。然后这个，但是在斯里兰卡，那个可以说每个人可以有自己的音律。
But they say there are different meter. There is meter and stanzas. Now they are now called. If the stanza is very long lines, you can't keep the same melody like a short lines. That's why you have to make it. There are more syllables, and you can't finish them with the same melody. You have to change your own melody in order to finish the whole line. So this is what is done here. But usually, here in this forest monastery, they all the time have monotonic. Even if you change the melody, it can be another monotonic melody. You don't need polytonic melody.
他说，但是他有一种情况，也要注意，就比方说你的唱诵，他有些句子很长，有些句子很短，而你不能为了让那个长句子适合那个短句子的音律，然后把那个长句子给压缩，然后让用那个。 特别快速的把那个用那个短句子那个韵律，一口气把它念完。那这个是不对的，他们说这个一般来说在这块都是把那个长句子给拆开，然后拆成拆着之后，然后用这个短句子去旋律继续念下去。然后他那个什么事儿说你中间你可以变换旋律，但是你不管你怎么变换旋律，就是你必换弦，变换后者不都是能带旋律，而不是像他后面说那种那个多旋律的那种情况。
So these are the words, no? Matta, matra. We have in Pali only two matras. Short and long vowels.
巴利语词一长，然后这是那个梵语词一长，然后在巴利语里边一个长一个长音是长音一只有两个音长。
超过五六语啊，他说以一首寄送的一行为一语，对吧？
一首寄送的一行为一语，我看你等会儿，对对对。
就是说我对一个女人说巴利语，的寄送只能六行
对，
在之内，对吧？
对。
还有我想问一下，这个五六语它有没有时间限制？就好比我跟一个女的在其实在聊天，聊聊去，我想正好一个机缘，我跟她说。说了一个寄送，大概只有两行的，或者三行的，或四行的。说好以后，又在聊其他事，聊过了又很长一段时间，又说了一段寄送。这加起来是超过五六语，但是这个时间上面有没有区别？
就是说你是超过五六语，但是这五六语是
分隔很长时间，有两个小时这样的。
So he's telling that, so for example, if he's teaching a lay woman dhamma.And he's quoting, the Parigatas that he cited is more than six gatas altogether is more than six gatas, but he uttered these gatas separately. So for example, he in the very beginning he quoted the three gatas, but then after long times of conversation he quoted another four gatas. In that case, we think incur any offense or not.
No, there is no offense if the monk recites six lines, and then he gets up, and again sits again, recites six lines, and again gets up.
Okay.
But the way he told, there is no any example in the non-offense section.
他说你那样还是犯，但是怎么样可以不犯？就比方说你一开始说六个寄送，然后起立，然后坐下，然后再说六个寄送，然后再起立，再坐下，再说六个寄送，这不犯。
就好比说，正好不巧，我开始一个 dhamma talk， 到你住的地方，全是你住，那就是你人嘛，那我说法都是说自己语言。中文说到后面要举引据一个寄送，那我只能说六句，后面我就不能再说了。这个单位通过有可能三四个小时，就也犯。
你可以保证周围有智男，只要有一个有智男在场就可以了。
对对对，我知道这个。我问你是这个情况，就是说三四个小时也犯。除非你就是说像他说的，
他并没有说时间长度不犯，他并没有说你有三四个小时就不犯。
对对对，就像他说的，我如果一天坐在那里，我那个也只能说六句。
他没有说你这个是例外。
对对对，我就这个意思嘛。
对，
就说只有说说到六句了，我站起来，
对，
我再坐下，
对，
或者女人站起来坐下。
女人站起来坐下，我看到女人。
他不有吗？
对对对对对对，女人站起来坐下。
两方面有一个人。
对对对，是这样。对。
还有一个他不犯的理由，我就看不懂了。或对其他女人说的，这什么意思啊？
这我可以帮你问一下。So he is asking the come with me.
这个女的是说，这和另外女的是说，
这不都对女的
好？看看
这，就是你是分开了。
看看这里，所以呢，
两个内容。
Anapati. So Anapati, what is his name? Anapati.
Anyasataya Uchamana Matugami Sunandi. If one teaches for somebody else, and then the woman listens, there is no offense. That is the same also in Vinaya Pitaka.
Oh, no, sorry. It's not this one. It's another one. Let me see. Anyasava Matugama said.
Yes, Anyasava Matugama. One teaches to a different woman.There is no offense. There is no offense if one teaches to a different woman. And that woman, means a different woman who sits together with a person who is an intelligent person. Okay? And there is another woman which is lonely there.
Oh, okay.
And she listens.
Uh-huh.
There is no offense. This is also in Vinayabhitaka the same. Yeah, it's more clear in the Vinayabhitaka if you get it.
Okay, okay.
Let me see.
It's not so clear in the Vinayabhitaka.
Anyase madugamase, they said.
Yes.
Anyase madugamase means it's not the woman which is in front, which is lonely, without the new purisa, without an intelligent man. Maybe it's another woman who sits somehow with an intelligent man.
Okay.
So then there is no offense.
Okay.
他说这个情况是这样，他说这个对三女人说法是一个意思，然后离近一点有一个女人，然后这个女人身边没有那个有智能的陪同，而在远处可能有另外一个女人，然后那个女人身边她是有智能的那个女人说法，然后你是对远处那个女人说法，然后在接触这个没有有智能的那个陪同这个女人。
他也听到，但是你对象并不是他，你对象是另外那个有智能的男子陪同那个女人，那这样说是不是不犯？就是说这句话还有一个特定的，就是说有男子陪同的。就是说你不能这两个，你是说你对的那个其他那个女人，不能说他也没有男子陪同，他至少要有男子陪同，但是就是那个
对，就是有个特定要有男子。
对对对对对。
那就是。
就是说，如果我讲法的时候，我隐隐去了一个跟自己的话嘛，讲法隐去了一个很长的寄送，我说到第五句，我再自己再站起来，再坐下，再继续送，站起来再坐下，是这个概念。除非旁边有个白的，男的那个妓女在，我就可以一起送下去。
对，
是吧？
或者是，或者是这样一个一开始，然后那个一个女人提问，然后你后面你整个 都是算这是一个问题回答。
对。
So then, in the city, any questions?
No questions.
Okay, now the next number 8, we have already finished it. Number 9 also, no?
第八节第八条第九章我们讲过了。
Number 9 already finished. All right, we have to go number 10, Padavi Kanan. Who is the Punyaratna? We can read, no?
我是现在阿罗皮卡阿加罗陀塔几条。 第十名，阿罗及诸诸位修智，讲堂而自觉地又令觉诸人悉贤非难，何以三个四子自觉地又令觉耶？三个四子，生一根之灭，诸彼不分丑欲者，诸贤非难，何以阿罗提拔诸诸父自觉地又令觉耶？乃至诸彼父。 汝等十四觉地又令觉耶，是啊世尊，我世尊喝者，愚人，汝等何以自觉地又令觉耶？愚人，诸人与地未行，愚人此非因为众所生性乃是诸彼父，汝等当如实众所学说，任何彼父若自觉地或令觉者，他是第二。 任何者不知以愧者有两种地生地与不生地，延生地者纯土，少有沙石瓦砾，大部分为土壤，非烧土即延生地，又土壤因之极聚而暴雨肆虐以上即延生地。 不生地者，年纯实，纯沙纯瓦纯硕，土壤少而沙石瓦砾多，烧土既延不生地，又土壤不极聚，暴雨肆虐以下，年既延不生地。若觉者，自觉者，巴西利亚应觉者，并他觉，巴西利亚另立一次而入，而与你觉者，巴西利亚。 与地有地墙而觉之或令觉，或破坏使破坏， 或令取舍的必要，与地有影响而绝，或令取舍恶作，与地有非地想而绝，或令取舍不犯，与非地有地想者恶作，与非地有影响者恶作，与非地有非地想者犯言，知此于此，运此欲此，以此作境者不犯言，非故意者，无念者，无知者，是方的最初是犯言者不犯言。
Finish.
So you can read all the Gangga Vidya.
在第十地，有生地和非生地两种地，当中生地有生共和地和推地三种。此中全地是指自然的尘或尘土，混合的地是指凡在尘或土或有超过三分之一第三部分。岩石、鹅卵石、甲壳的碎片、岩石或沙的其中一种。堆地是指依律上所说的，淋雨超过四个月的尘土或骨灰之时所说各项尘土和沙石混合的堆地，以及其实在岩石上面的细尘。只对天下雨，然后一次再经过四个月后，只有所淋湿之地称为堆地。这三种生地，即使在火炉烧锅等处，凡是未被火烧过的地，称为生地；被烧过的尘土或土，所说量的比例之岩石等超过三分之一而混合的地，称为非生地。何况是纯岩石等区分，则更容易合道而失。这里凡所说的生地，这即是不允许的地，凡比不自觉自己。原那如此生地绝破坏，不发烧等而破坏这里开加行努力的树木而新剥落的朴树，凡是比丘使令绝加生地而被命令者，只以所说的方法而破坏这里，在于这个地方或这个地如此决定火而说绝或破坏等方式而命令者，命令使犯恶作，再只命令一次，即使绝了一整天也吃饭，一心都有落罪。假如从那而一再的命令者，则与犯心恶落。在阿拉维，阿拉维的比库莫开始随地的不制定空中制定的命令的，在失地而怀疑者，以及在非地存地想和疑者分恶作。在未结定场所所说挖莲、挖池、挖坑、挖球等等，在破坏晒干后掉入的泥土者，或在破坏牛皮下与地不相连而破了的土者，或在破坏河宽封土土者，或在破坏地势大块而被泥泞或土块，如此等一切土者已经在破坏自身地者，再说你给你所知道这根柱子坑的土，你拿土来，我需要成木，你把土做镜或是云者，非故意的在砍动树等而破坏者，在无念而以脚趾等花或是在不知道生命情况或我在绝地者与共犯者无罪，在此绝处相同的同生地生地想挖掘或使人用挖掘的其中之一，人起人之欲不予取却，当时而起在这里是罪，有想而脱罪，有心的从做裁判自罪身地与也不再行三受。
Okay, now here the Buddha prohibited monks to dig earth, okay, to dig the soil.
这个这叫学术的佛陀禁止助比库那个挖掘土壤。
The reason is that the people they were animists and they thought that the soil is ekka indriya on life faculty like a spirit inside which which generates soil.
That's why the Buddha tells, Jiva Sanyino Hi Moga Purisa Mamsa Pataya. They ask all, the people are Jiva Sanyis on the soil. Jiva Sanyi means, this is, they have animal, this is like a spirit in the soil. So, that is the main reason why the Buddha put down this rule.
他说那个，他说佛陀是这个真相信，他说因为印度很多人都是那种万物有灵论者，然后万物有灵论者，他就是因为土地这种东西，他也是有命根，然后佛陀其实自己佛陀有事儿，就是在经里边说过，就是愚人，愚，土有命相，这样，然后说的也是这种情况。Okay,
so then. It was not that about killing, the possibility of killing other beings, worms or insects which are inside the soil, but the soil itself, people thought that it has some, I call some spirit inside, because it can produce plants. So,
然后他说这事儿，并不是因为就是说你会在崛起的过程中那个杀生伤害那土壤里边的昆虫或者蠕虫这样东西，而是说人们认为就这个土它自己是有命根，正是因为这个土它有命根，然后所以才能让植物生长。In
the next rule, which is about plants, we'll see that people have also the same kind of animistic belief. They are jiva sanyinis.
然后下面一条那个生物村那条线，大家也可以发现，就是说那个那些这些因缘也是因为这种万物有命的信仰，然后因为那个植物是有生命的。Also,
the Buddha was not animist. That's called he let down this rule on account of avoiding any conflict with the people.
佛陀本人并不是一个万物有灵论者，但是他也是知道，而且是避免跟这些万物有灵论者发生冲突。Therefore,
from that time on, bhikkhus can't dig the earth; they have to tell someone else to do it.
所以从这个事儿，从佛陀这样介绍开始，就是bhikkhus自己是不能掘土，必须让上门娘娘去掘土。Who's
someone else? Who's someone else?
另一他人去，这不是也犯吗？但是你看他有那个说法，你看他那个说法，那个你拿土来，我需要土，你把土做进，你看那个，
你拿土来，我需要尘土，你把土做进，就是暗示性的让他决定的了。对，
敬语就是这，
不是暗示性，是一个敬语，
敬语就像那个第十条那个，你像塞巴吉利亚一样，你不是命令，而是说我
需要什么？
对。
Now the Buddha distinguishes here of two kinds of patavi. So one is jata patavi, which is natural, pure, what's called pure soil, so not mixed, what's called almost. Two thirds of the soil is just pure, soft soil.
然后第一种地叫做生地，然后生地的定义就是说这种生地成分里边有三分之二是那种三分之二或三分之二以上是那种纯粹的软碎。
Can be also pure clay, soft clay.
或者是那种那个。 软的那种粘土
，with little stones inside and so forth, gravel or sand and so forth.
它是不是那种那个就里边很少有那种石头或者软石或者沙子这样的东西。
So in the same way, soil which people have dug, the people dug it, and they left it as a heap on the road, maybe on the side, for for more than four months.
Mm.
So that is also natural, soft soil.
Mm.
Okay.
But it has to be soaked by the rain, no? According to Kankavitarini.
Ovanto. Yes, it has been, it is during, that's why the Kankavitarini, it should be only during the rain season.
Okay. Huh? Rainy season?
No, Ovanto means any wet.
Okay.
It has been wet by the...
Okay.
By the by, more than 4 months had been wet by the rain.
Okay.
Because usually you want got in India you go, don't get so much rain except in the rainy season.
Okay. 土堆，然后这个土堆呢，就是说如果被雨淋过，然后就是它这不是这两个条件，是土堆满足两个条件，是这个土堆挖上已经堆好，已经满四个月了，这是第一个条件。第二条件就是这个土堆在被堆好之后，被雨给淋过，我们再满足这两个条件，这个土堆称为堆地。
But if it is less than 4 months, one can dig, no problem. People can dig it.
但是如果说这个土堆堆起来还没超过四个月，那个比可以去挖了。不看这条线。
Then the next is Ajatapatavi. It is which is not natural, not pure, not pure soil. It is mixed with stones. Other 100%, almost 100, maybe 90%. 90% of stone or any gravel or sand like that is mixed, or maybe it's
more than one third.
75%.
No, 75%
stones.
75%. Let me see.
Now you see now, pure soil is 75% pure soil. Two thirds.
Two-thirds is 66%, 67%.
Yeah, Bhagyana means actually it is about 75%, or more than half.
More than one third then. Because the Chinese translation of Kankavitarini said more than one third, and also the Vinayana also said more than one third.
So I don't know. I guess somehow. Let me see.
No
space, huh?
Two-thirds is 67%, I think.
67?
Yes. 67, you can do the calculation.
But anyway, who tells like two-thirds? It's good.
Two-thirds is 67%.
67?
Yes. 67%.
So then, but I don't know, then it's better to avoid two-thirds. You can put 75%.
From where we get this figure 75%?
Yepuyena. No, the Pali is Yepuyena.
Yepuyena means?
Yabhyana means this more than 50%. Yabhyana means mostly. Yabhyana is mostly.
Mostly.
It's not 100%, mostly it is pure. Mostly it's pure.
Yes.
But mostly, how much you understand it? You can put 2/3 or I put 75%.
Okay.
You don't, there is no any, let's call it, arithmetic here in the Pali.
Okay.
I put almost, mostly means 75%.
Okay.
You put 70% or 75%, right?
Okay.
But then, that is 75% pure.
Okay. But, I think Pandika usually the Kankha Vaitarani, because the Kankha Vaitarani is somewhere actually it has 2/3, I think.
Is it?
Yes.
Because it is mixed.
Yes, Misabhavi falls into the category of Jatapatavi. So therefore, it should be.
If you want to like that,
然后他说这个身体呢就是包括那个纯地和混合地两种，然后纯地的话就是百分之百是纯土壤，然后混合地就是三分之二，至少三分之二是那种纯土壤。
Ajata it is 100% impure.
怎么？应该说至少是三分之二。
土壤至少三分之二，对。那照着一个厚度托是，岩石是超过三分之一，也就是说是最多三分之二。我也有三分之一。超过三分之一，就是岩石超过三分之一，那就是说土壤是少于三分之二。我看一下它这个图上，然后你再看这里边大纲，你看这个。
这块大纲你看这个生地，你看他是这么说的，至少三分之二纯土壤。那就是这个翻错了。我看，
因为我觉得这个一厚度托，这个是法是有点问题，因为生地这应该是土壤比较多的，对不对？然后你这个地方你就土壤，你应该是那应该下陷，而不是上陷。
对啊，是吧？
然后，我看一下，因为超过代表它是自己加上去的。
对，它是你自己理解的。
我甚至不是自己理解，是不是比物还？因为这个调查很明显，就是说你就是说那个四一，对岩石应该只是那个。
对，那就是还是翻译错了。对，反正我就是翻译有问题。So then, again, now you have ajata padavi, it can be 100% impure, or 2/3 impure. 然后这种不生地的意思是百分之百杂质，或者说是那个至少三分之二以上的杂质。杂质是什么？那个岩石、鹅卵、石上甲壳这东西。Okay, now regarding the earth, no? But in practical terms, now how you can find? Now 100% you can find. Okay, easy. You know, okay, it is 100% soil. We have no doubts. So, but about whether it is 2/3, it is or maybe what is called less than 2/3, how to find out?
A filter.
Yes. But you have to dig it in order to find out.
Okay.
So.
他说这个好像就是这的实际上有个困难，就是如何判定，就是这个东西杂质到底是不是是那个是不是那个超过
三分之一，超过三分之二。
So now,
because this rule is connected with the next rule about plants. So the problem is, okay, maybe you have pure soil. Okay, you see it pure, but this soil is usually, that's called, intertwined with roots of plants.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Then the next rule prohibits you to destroy plants.
Oh.
Okay. Therefore, it is almost impractical for a monk to find a soil which has no roots of plants inside.
Oh.
It's almost impossibility. Means, especially when live in the forest, it's all impossibility. In that case, now it is better all the time to have an arupa sambandha to do this job. Monk usually avoid digging the earth, not only because of this rule, but because of the next rule to not destroy plants.
虽然尽管这个地方有那种生地和不生地这种区别，但是只要不是那种纯石头那种东西的话，就是说你如果是用滚巴团的话，一个比库叫还是叫一个未受拒绝者，来帮你决定东西。因为这个问题是这样，就是说这个地方虽然有人做了三分之二的这种分别，但是你要想知道这个土到底是不是三分之二土壤的话，你首先把这个土掘出来，然后你在掘土的过程中可能会犯下一条线，就是生物村上线。因为我尤其森林太比库来说，你那个土里边往往都有植物的根儿。然后人说，然后再你如果你亲自去的话，就掘土过程中可能会犯第十一条八级链。所以说，如果有一个混合土，然后最好还是让那个未受拒绝者帮你来掘。
So then one solution is to follow that advice, which is still about anapati, no fences.
然后一种解决方法就是用这个不犯里边说的方法。
Either to tell another person. That look, this is the soil here. We like to remove it. You don't tell it directly. You remove it. You tell. We like to remove it because we want to put a pillar here. We want to put some stone here. So then, and if that person understands, okay, this is the monk what the monks like to do. Then that person start digging. It's no offense. Okay. But you can't tell him directly. You can't command him dig. That is akapya vahara, is unallowable expressions.
然后这个解决方法是这样，你比方说这是一堆土，然后你想把这土挖掉，然后你就找一个没有打赏的人，然后你跟他说，你看这里有一堆土，然后我们先把这堆土挖掉，因为我现在这里立一个柱子。然后这个人就知道了，这可能是需要我来挖土，然后挖出，然后这把土挖掉也可以，但是你不能直接对这个人下命令，说你把这些土挖掉，我再进，然后这是不敬礼，然后就不允许。
So, we need this soil to put from this place to another place. One can tell that person if that person understands. So then he can dig and remove the soil.
然后或者你也可以说，我们需要把这些土从这个地方移到那个地方。然后他如果那么未受拒绝，他理解的话，然后就可以帮你做这个事情。
Or one can tell you can bring soil. You don't show the place. You can bring soil. You just don't tell him bring the soil. You don't point the place. You can tell we need soil. Bring the soil from there.
然后你也可以说是我们需要祖先你从那里把土拿过来，但是你不能指那个土是什么地方，那个土在什么地方。
It's the last solution. It is to tell him to make kapya. Allowable. Okay.
然后还有说法就是说你把土做净。
So in order to do so, it's better to define the place, because, for example, one takes some reeds or some rope and defines the place. Okay. So enough that tells the kapya to take a knife, something like that, or maybe a tool, cutting tool. so digging tool,
uh-huh.
and tell him make kapya. So if he digs once and tells kapya is allowable three times,
uh-huh.
then the monk can take and dig himself.
Okay,
the monk himself has defined the territory of the soil. He wants to dig, he can put the rope, or some markings like a stone, for example, small stones, he can put. Like that in a row,
okay.
so that he can define the place he wants to make kapya.
Okay, so the first step. The second step, he has to give a tool to the Anubhasampa.
So you don't need to give, you can tell him to take a tool.
Okay.
And to make it kapya.
Okay.
To make this kapya, this soil to make it kapya.
So the third step
is this,
然后这个做净过程是这样的，他这个做净过程是这样。首先你这个比丘自己要画定一下这个土地做净这个区域，然后做净区域你可以用一或者石头这样标一个区域，标区域，这是第一步。然后第二步之后呢，然后那个请一个维达唱者过来，然后顺你拿国学工具过来，然后我们一起把这些土地做净，然后。第三步，然后这个维达上的人先拿着工具，然后挖这个土，然后一边挖一边说，卡片班的，土地上被卡片班的，那地上被卡片班的，这样一共念了三遍，然后这样三遍说完以后，这个维达上人可以离开，然后这个笔会自己可以拿这个自己可以使用工具挖土。
做进以后自己屁股就可以挖了
啊？对，做进以后就可以挖了。
如果挖到那个下一层也办了。
So he's asking that after this copy ownership, if while digging the ground, this bhikkhu touches the root of a plant, then
everything is done with kapya means. Because kapya includes everything, even plants, we have to make kapya. Next rule, we make kapya. So this kapya includes for pottery and also for plants.
它这个地方做净已经包括了土和这个植物两方面做净，所以这种在那个做净。
它已经是就是说全部包括了。
全部都包括。
全部做净。
对，全部都做净。
对。But now we can instead of anything else, you can take a knife. Just with a simple knife, you just draw line.Kapyan bandi, kapyan bandi, kapyan bandi, finish. You can make the whole area and so forth. He touches only one place, for the defined place. Defined place, area. With the monk, he touches one place, he makes kapyan, the whole thing becomes kapyan.
很简单的嘛，就让这位伟大上人拿一把刀，然后在从上割上面，然后说那个kapyan bandi, kapyan 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 b
the procedure copy.
Okay.
Although I explained about 50 minutes, you did not tell me anything. You just waited till I finish everything, so then you can tell me this about Kapya Gaga.
Okay.
I told you that day that it is animistic people also, if they want, for example, to cut the plants, to destroy a soil and so forth, they try to have to invoke the spirit, to tell the spirit, look, you are coming with a sharp knife to cut, to destroy, it's called to cut you, to cut you. Please go, spirit. They speak to the spirit. So they want the spirit to go. And they, you show the knife, hitting the knife, dun, 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 for the spirit to listen and to go away. So then after, they think now it is right moment, it's called to do like that, and then they start in digging without even any guilt that they've killed any spirit.
然后那个什么，就是关于那个生物村界，就是下一条那个生物村界那个这一年，以前这张讲的今年那个第十条第三七八七的时候给大家讲过，然后当时讲怎么给植物做镜，然后就这个地方做镜的过程跟那个地方非常相似，而他说是因为这样，他说比方说在古印度那些万物语言里面，他们自己也需要挖土。然后他们挖土的时候，他们为了那个不伤害土的这个精灵，这个土里边精灵，然后他们就拿把刀过去，然后两把刀互相击打，然后做出声音，然后要把这些精灵吓走。说，然后他说这个刀本身很尖锐，很吓人，然后就告诉你拿着刀过来的意思，就是告诉精灵，我们开始挖着土，请你赶紧离开。然后他们做了敲打刀这个仪式以后，然后那边精灵已经离开了，然后他们开始挖土。然后这个地方，土地都进入历史，有那个类似的功能。
So now, another disadvantage is by Bhikkhu digging himself is that now in the earth there are not only roots, there are also creatures, different creatures, no, who are living inside the earth like worms and other small creatures. So then, and sometimes the eggs inside the soil. You can find there are hundreds of species, species living in about in 1 square meter of earth. So therefore now, this is how also monks avoid to dig the earth themselves, because there are so many creatures might die, and they don't want to take the guilt that they have killed so many creatures by digging the earth. Usually they tell some lay person to do the job, or samaner.
But samaner, they also
Yes, but what to do now? They don't have the room, no? Digging the earth.
Okay. 还有一个就是这个比库他不能自己挖土的原因，就是那个土里边很多生物，比方说蠕虫，比方说蚂蚁，比方说蚂蚁蛋，然后这东西，然后比方说你可能在一平方米土壤之内，你可能会发现上百个物种，啊，这都是有可能的。所以说是比库要避免这杀生的智慧，所以一般人行的，其实或者上百年来就是上百年来是没有的，就掘土这条机会。
说不过上百年，
上百年是可以。
说。And then there are also other ways how one can not fall in offense. For example, if one wants to carry a wood, that means firewood, okay, which is on the earth, one has to pull it. While pulling it, the earth is dug. The earth is dug. Therefore, because the intention is not to dig the earth, but to pull the firewood, it's no offense.
然后比方说不是故意去掘土，比方说你是在那个搬运一些柴火，然后你在搬柴火的时候，你把那个柴火那个木料是在地上拖的，对不对？然后在地上拖的时候，这个木头上可能也会这个就多少掘出一点土来。然后这个不是你故意掘土，所以这是不犯。
So in the same way, while sweeping with a
broom.
Broom or this kind of very hard sticks, they have very hard sticks broom. So one may sometimes dig the earth also. So because the intention is not to dig it, so it's no offense.
然后这次那个用比较硬的时候扫地的时候，上也会去掉一点土。然后但是因为那次扫地过程斗鸡并不是掘土，所以这也是不犯。
The same way with the broom, which are very hard sticks. Some monks you can see they will collect the leaves like that, hitting on the leaves, to collect them. So if one knows that by doing that, there is a natural part of the earth, which can break from the surface, it breaks now. That, and one does not care because of that, does not care. It is also patavikana.Means one falls into offense. If one does not care, by doing it like that and so forth, although the intention is to pick the leaves, but if one sees that the patavi is dug, if one does it every day like that, under disregard for the patavi which breaks, then it's also offense.
八七点子。
他说，比方说这个一个笔库，他不是拿他拿一个笤帚，但是不是拿笤帚扫地，他是拿那个因为笤帚比较硬，拿那个笤帚去捅那个地上那个叶子，捅地上，他把地上落叶给那个笤帚给这样拾起来。然后他明明知道他这样做会那个土地受到那个说破坏，然后他明明知道这样，然后他忽略这条线，然后那个他用这种方式这样捅，然后把那个睡山弄起来，然后以这个原因把这个地面破坏，然后这样的话他明明知道就是说有这么一条线，然后这个然后他也知道这个地面这样会受到破坏，然后这样的话还是犯了不八级别。
Same way, if one has a walking stick, you know, passes through a field which is already soft soil or mud, and one just digs and walks. So, that is also, if one knows that the patavi breaks, it's better to avoid doing it, otherwise, offense.
然后那个同样情况就比方说那个比库使用手杖，比库使用手杖手上行走的时候，然后如果他明知道，然后他这样用力那个走路时候用手上用力一下，地面可能会让那种比较软的土壤，不能受破坏的话，然后他故意这样去做的话，你会以后你犯八级地狱。
我用拐杖也犯八级地
狱。然后你是在那故意是在那个软土壤上是使用拐杖。
Okay, any questions?
这有什么问题吗？现在什么？那你说大大有什么事？
现在造的那个固定。
啊，现在正在造固定。
现在造的那个固定，我现在座位上没有安好，我过去先画个区域。
啊。
画区域以后呢，然后再如果我自己把它做。
So he's telling that now he's a summoner, but after a few months he will become a bhikkhu. So he, because he's building a new kuti, so what he wants to do is that he's building a new kuti for himself. So what he wants to do is that as a summoner, he wants to define this territory of Kapiang Earth for himself. He wants to define the territory for himself, and then make the Kapiang ritual by himself without the presence of any bhikkhus. And then when he himself becomes a bhikkhu, he can dig this ground by himself. Is it allowed?
He can make this kapyan after he becomes a bhikkhu.
Fail!
Not now, because some others cannot make kapyan. It is useless for someone else to make kapyan. There is no meaning, because they have no rule to make kapyan. After he becomes a bhikkhu, he has a rule to follow. No. In that case, now he can make kapyan dig himself.
但是你是因为大家说也不够手才能做镜，因为对上瘾来说根本没有做镜这么一块解。如果说一个上瘾来再单独做镜，没有任何意义。
这
个
对
啊，对，
咱们叫你
时间
问题。什么啥？
就是他几个月有
做镜啊？就做镜以后呢？So he is asking that, so for example, after this Kapiang ritual, even after a few years, this bhikkhu can still dig the ground, isn't it?
After a few years, right?
It means this Kapiang ritual is done, and then after a few years, this bhikkhu started to dig. There's no problem for that.
No, you can't do like that, because like you see, this Kapiang is a temporary thing, which he wants to dig. A place, no? So therefore now after several years maybe the rain will bring new soil. The pray with the rain. The erosion also, like you see, some pieces fall from other places. So therefore now you don't know how that is, the old patavi or the new patavi. It's better to make it again kapya.
他说不是时间不能拖太长，他说时间如果拖太长的话，就是说你比方因为历史风沙的时候，你看上面你已经做尽的土壤已经覆盖成一层一层一层细细的土壤，
然后如果出现那种情况就最好重新走进。
这条街是那个女生街，如果那个比丘在河边的时候，那个河边一般都有鹅卵石，他有意的拿起那个鹅卵石，就算有决定。还有一个就是在海边的话，那个沙滩上面，他拿那个沙子，也是有意的堆一个塔，就堆一个塔，这他也算。
So he asked that. So for example, in the riverbanks, they're using some gravels.
Gravels.
Riverbank. They're using gravels. Gravels. Yes. So because he, if you with intention to dig the riverbank, he pick up some gravels from the riverbank. So this is one case. Another case is that for example, in the beach. A seaside. There are a lot of sand. So Bhikkhu does not have intention to dig the beach. But he made a small jetty using the sand. Make a sand jetty. So in that case, we have a final case offense or not.
Because all this Ajatapada means Ajatapada. Now gravel, sand, all Ajatapada. Ajata means not natural. It is actually it is gravel. It is not patavi. Uh-huh. It is just sand. Is not patavi. No?
Uh-huh.
Patavi is not earth. Not soil. So therefore, now with sand, you can do anything you like.
而不管是软石还是沙，它本身都是不生体，所以这两个情况都是不犯。
然后如果有个就那个像悬崖那个自己掉下来就。就那个土就自己崩下来了，然后比库也没就是比库自己去把那个掉下来的土那个铲掉。
所以something that if some soil fall from a cliff, some soil naturally fall from a cliff and becomes a heap. So then is it allowable for Bhikkhu without doing copying and go and dig for dig him by himself like that?
Yes, because it is already breaks into pieces now. If it falls from a cliff, it breaks into pieces, it becomes heap.
Uh-huh.
Then it's no problem. I can dig it.
Directly you can dig it.
Maybe.
然后他刚说那个例子就是在一户头上有人在破坏河岸崩落的土。
But the thing is, now you see, I told you the problem, there are roots also, no? Roots. Now, usually, soil who falls from the cliff, it is mixed with other roots, okay? Most of the time. You can find roots hanging like threads from roots. So, in that case, now you can't dig it because. It's called plants inside, and then you fall into pachiti offense because of the next room.
但是如果你在我往那种悬崖掉下去，不会发这样去，但是可能会发下一条去。就说你悬崖掉下去，里边还有那火火和植物根，然后你再碰那个悬崖土，然后再碰那个植物根。
There might be seeds also, seeds, different seeds.
它不仅可能有根，里边还有植物种子。
There may also creatures inside.
可能还有生物。
Worms. So that for now it's better to make it kapya if one wants to dig it because of the plants, the roots.
So because this kind of plant, because it's better to dig it than to dig it.
They say because the sand in the beach, on the surface you can see only sand. Now you think everything is sand, but after you dig, it's soil. And there are also roots inside the soil. So you have only limited, be careful only to collect the sand from the surface. Don't immediately dig inside.
他说那个沙滩也是一样的，沙滩啊，如果说就是你如果只是说沙滩，如果你要收集沙的话，那你非常小心，只能收集表现那个沙。如果说因为你挖深一点的话，里边就是土壤，然后人家土壤里边是啥，可能有植物根，所以说这种情况也特别要注意。
刚才讲那个破坏生物圈的时候，讲那个因缘就
你们第十条就已经讲了，
不是，刚才他那个经上听到吗？就讲那个印度的那个风俗，
对，
然后这个风俗是它是出自于三藏里面的那个解释，还是后面的那个？
So he's asking that. So just now, you're explaining the practice of animist. So you said that before. Animist. Animist. So you're explaining their practice. So you said that before they dig the ground, they will use a knife, and that was called hit the knife to scare the spirits away. So he's asking that, what is the source of this? Is there some commentary or sub-commentary which is telling
it? You can find now. You see, if you type in Wikipedia or some kind of website, and so on, you can find about animistic practices. Mm-hmm. You can, all over the world, you get shocked how these people do in order to chase the spirit. There are different rituals.
Oh.
They take different rituals. It is different from country to country. Oh. But some rituals, they overlap. In China, so for the animistic people, you might not know. Because people, whatever grows, they think, oh, must be some person who does it. This is the personify everything. Actually, religion starts from animistic beliefs. Many religions start from animistic beliefs. They think this is not the tree, somebody is inside the tree who makes the tree grow. Okay, there is not a plant. Somebody is inside this plant who makes it grow. So it is some supernatural power, as well, which makes the plant grow, which makes the soil become fertile. So they have this kind of personify many objects in the world.
So this information is not from the commentary or the sub-commentary. He's only asking this. I can't remember any reference. 他说实际上大部分宗教都是始于这种万物有灵的信仰，就是说他们信仰这种在无生命物当中有一种超自然力，然后他们再把这种超自然力给人格化，然后就是他们崇拜的人格神灵。
So this information is usually on the best book is actually the Golden Bow. It is one very it is. It explains all animistic beliefs all over the world.
So it's a British author called...
It is written by a British author.
Fraser or something.
But even if you type somehow, if you have any encyclopedia, if you type animism, they will show... They will explain how many rituals the people they do it, why they do it, what are the beliefs they have.
然后他说，然后但是你搜黑白百科全书，然后搜那个万物有灵论，然后你就都会发现，就是他这在里边都有解释，然后他们信仰是什么，然后他们是怎样做这个各种各样的仪式。
Yes, Sri Lanka also there are people like that, especially in Sri Lanka if they want to cut a very big tree. They think somebody maybe is inside the tree, and if we cut it, they might attack us. Some disaster will fall upon us. Therefore, we have to warn. We warn before you, the spirit who inhabits the tree, to warn that we are going to cut. Otherwise, he is going to attack us. Out of fear, they have to make special ritual. Sometimes all night, they have to hit drums. In some areas of effort, if you go, you can hear sometimes all night drumming. They dance all, dancing all around the tree. They have trumpets, they have weapons, they show weapons, different kinds of weapons. So then after the whole ritual is finished, they will start in the building.
他说像四眼法，就某些地方，就是四眼很多地方，如果在那边砍特别大的树的时候，他们也会相信，就是说如果你砍的是这个特别大的树，然后有生命是在这个大树里边，然后他们会给你带来灾难，会给你带来灾难。所以说在砍这种特别大的树之前，要警告一下，不然的话你要住在那个生命，住在那个大树里边，那个生命会攻击你。然后他们因为就是出于这种害怕，他们会就做一种仪式，就在砍树之前会做一个仪式，然后他们会彻夜打鼓，然后绕那个树跳舞，然后向那个树展示各种各样的武器，然后做完这个仪式，然后砍那个树。
If the Buddhists go Buddhist, they do a small ritual because they think there's maybe some devata is inhabiting the tree. So what they do it is light lamps. Before cutting the tree, they have to light lamps, incense sticks. They start chanting Karaniya Vata Sutta like that.
Ruka puja.
Yes, Ruka devata.
Okay.
They chant some Parita, so and then to warn, to talk to Deva, that we're going to cut the tree, so please find another tree. They will invite to make Aradhana, Aradhana to Deva. Please find another tree to take your children, your family. They will make all these rituals, then only they will cut the tree.
甚至斯里兰卡佛教会也会这样做。斯里兰卡佛教会，因为他们信任大树里边他们能住天神，然后所以他们在砍成树之前，他们可能要先在树点灯，然后上香，然后上供，然后再对大树念护卫星，然后是念护卫星，然后对大树说，然后那个住在树里边天神呢，请你赶快那个先带着你们那个眷属，然后赶快去找另一棵大树，住到另一个地方，我们现在要砍这个树，然后做完这个仪式之后，然后再砍树。
The difference between animists and Buddhists is that though, animists believe that the spirit lives inside the tree. It makes the tree grow. Without the spirit, the tree can't grow. But Buddhists don't believe that. They believe that there are some devatas who inhabit the trees, the Rupa devatas. They use the tree as a house, their own home, their own abode, their own dwelling place. This is why they want the devata to go to find another dwelling place.
There are天神把这个树当成一个居处，然后在因为这个原因，所以说我们在砍树之前可能会做这个仪式，然后请月神护理。
我有两个问题，然后第一个问题就是之前我听说那个树干的粗细啊超过人的手臂的这个粗细就是比人手臂更粗的树，都会居住着这个天神，然后比较细的树就没有。我想就是问一下长老，这种说法在三藏里面有没有依据？
So he's asking that. So for example, he's asking. He got some information from others that.So if the trunk if the trunk of the tree is bigger or it's called fatter, then the arm of human being, then there maybe it was called a devata is residing in it. But it's
one of the heart.
Yes, the one in the arm. Then there maybe a devata is residing. But if it's smaller than that, then there will be no devata.So he's asking that is there any reference for this kind of information?
I couldn't find any politics mentioned. It goes from north to north. It depends. Maybe it comes from this forest department people who protect the forest. Now you see, they will catch men if he cuts goes in the forest, which is forest protected area. If a man goes and cuts a tree which is thinner than the one arm, they will not punish him.
Okay.
They will maybe they will not persecute him. But if he catches, thick like one arm,
or a little bit thicker than that, then they will persecute him. They will go to the court. They bring the high court. Why he cut it? So maybe because of this forest department people, Manchotra thought, oh, maybe it has to do with Devatas or so. So then, but I don't know. I have no any Pali reference. But this law I know. I know because in the place I was reciting, I know from the forest department officer. He told us like that. About the size of the thickness of the tree.
他是这个他本人是不知道就是说在巴黎森林保护部是这么说就是说如果人一砍政府官用地上面那个树没有经过许可砍政府官用地的树然后如果你砍那个树那个粗细是超过这个是手臂长的话 就要惩罚你要起诉你但是你要是如果是细密的话可能就不惩罚你可能跟这件事有关系
As far as I know, no, lay people, lay Buddhists they will only make a ritual if the tree is quite big for many years and it has fruits or flowers so such trees they think Yes, it must be some devata residing in this tree because the tree is beautiful also. the beauty, the more beautiful the tree, the more they think that maybe well, not only are deva the family, maybe deva many deva families by yourself.
他说这是一般来说对森林海的在家非洲来说他们也看判断树的标准就是看这个树是不是已经年龄长得很长得好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话好的话
They just go, if Arananda tells the workers that these trees have to be removed, the workers go and brrrr with the machine and finish it. They cut
everything.
Oh, these days you were cutting many trees, no? Did you hear the sound?
Yes, I heard the sound, of course, very near.
So, no rituals.
挖莲花池，挖坑，挖求净者，这个是不犯的。我想问一下，这句话什么意思？
这应该是指，就是说你们说指令的时候，应该没有跟人指定是哪个地方。然后，但我跟你确认一下。
So the Vaikuntha Vithra is near Anapati.
Anapati.
Yes. Anapati. It is there.
Anapati.
So the first one, no, it's not this one. Let me see. Yes. Okasan niyamitwa pokaran ninkana avatankana.
Ah, yes. So he's if one tells without defining the place, that's kwasa means the area. So without defining the area, one tells to the person, to the
Anupasam.
Anupasam person. As called we need a pond. Go and dig a pond. So then there is no offense because he does not specify the place. No. So there is no offense.
和后说一样，就是说他那个笔后直接跟那个维达上来说，他没指定任何地方，就直接跟维达上说，我们你挖一个莲花池，我们需要莲花池，这不犯。他没有指定任何地方。
那就是，就如果他，就是，没有指定具体位置，但指定一个模糊位置，比如说，你在戒坛附近挖一个莲花池。
So he said that because at Anupasampa, he didn't specify the area, but he said he used very vague words, for example. please dig a pound around the scene like that.
Please?
Dig a pound around the scene.
Specify. It's offense. You can't specify. We can tell we need a pond. Now we have this forest here. But we don't have water supply. Or you won't have how to go and bath ourselves. We need a pond. It's necessary for this aranya. But you don't tell him which place. So the layperson has to think to find, to maybe to ask them, engineers like that, how to find the pond. Because you can't dig pond any place. You have to find what is stream.
Okay?
What the stream is usually. You can dig a pond. Because that is where you can have a supply of water.
他说你可以比方说你要是真需要莲花池的话，你就这么跟就是说，他说我们需要一个莲花池，因为我们需要供水啊，或者说比方说你不是为供水，说我们需要一个莲花池，因为我们需要洗澡。然后你这样就是说之后呢，就是他根据你的目的，比方说你需要供水的话，他可能就找一个人适合供水的地方，让挖一个莲花池给你供水。但他们会问其他人，比方会问其他知道的人，然后又找一个适合洗澡的地方给你挖个莲花池给你洗澡。一般来说，他们给你挖的地方会是这个找一个在莲花池旁边是有那个河流的地方给你挖，因为这样的话是有利于这个保证莲花池的水源。So he's asking that this bhikkhu tells the layperson, so we need a pound. And this layperson asks the bhikkhu, where do you need this pound? And then this bhikkhu said, here, like that. So
it's your fault.
You're fine.
You have to tell, you may know. Like no offense, no, you may know. You may come to know.
他说你应该知道，或者说你应该去知道，但是你就只能这样说。
Or whatever place you like, you can name whatever place you like.
或者你可以跟他说你自己喜欢的任何地方。没有问题，没有。
What?
Finished.
It does have no question. So then, you can tell him now this because he feels so sleepy. I see him sometimes, I feel sorry for him. So then, you can ask him what is the reason feeling so sleepy?
然后那个这张老师他那个在看上表现很困倦，然后对张老师心里就很对不起，然后他想知道一下，就是说你为什么会觉得这么为什么在看上表现这么困？
今天我想去买烟花，然后就是说做一些，就是没有希望。
So he said that he wants to dye his robe today. So he did some preparation work. So because of this, he didn't sleep in the afternoon.
I had to dye the robe.
He does not
dye it.
你已经染了，你加上。
没有，准备了好久，没有等到。前续的工作都落了。
He said only did the preliminary work, but he didn't do it because he didn't get a chance.
Okay. Okay. Pen. Pen drive.